It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The violin that was played to calm passengers on the Titanic as it sank was sold for $1.4 million. It was played by bandleader Wallace Hartley, who died along with the 1,517 others as the ship went down. Hartley has become part of the ship's legend after leading his fellow musicians in playing as the vessel sank. They're said to have played the hymn "Nearer My God to Thee." The BBC's Duncan Kennedy said the buyer was believed to be British. It eventually sold for £900,000 after fierce bidding between two telephone bidders. There were gasps at the auction when the bidding passed £500,000. In the end, it beat the old world record for a single Titanic item four times over. Suppose that 2,500 years from now, all that survived of the Beatles were a few of the lyrics, and all that remained of Mozart and Verdi's operas were the words and not the music. Imagine if we could then reconstruct the music, discover the instruments that played them, and hear the words once again in their proper setting. How exciting that would be. This is about to happen with the classic texts of ancient Greece. The music of ancient Greece, unheard for thousands of years, is being brought back to life by Armand Dangour, a musician and tutor in classics at Oxford University. We often forget that the writings of Homer, the love poems of Sappho, the tragedies of Sophocles and Euripides were all originally music, dating from around 750 to 400 BC. They were composed to be sung in whole or in part to the accompaniment of the lyre, the reed pipes, and percussion instruments. The instruments are known from descriptions, paintings, and archaeological remains, which allow experts to establish the timbres and range of pitches they produced. The Greeks had worked out a mathematical ratio of musical intervals. Some of the surviving melodies are immediately attractive to a modern ear. Others sound vaguely Middle Eastern or Asian. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for The Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.